You and they got dark. We're gonna do hay fireplace.
The Oneida language is being taught the old-fashioned way in this classroom. Flashcards for repetition, and nearly every item in the room is labeled with its name in Oneida. This is one of two full-time language courses the nation is running, but the room is not full. Attendance has dropped from 10 to 3 in the year since it began.
Claire Niunget, that means my name is Claire. Tahuni Niwagitalot, that means I'm Wolf Clan.
Claire Patterson is one of the people left in the course. She's learning Oneida because she wants to be able to someday teach her children the language.
So they would be hearing Oneida all the time. So that's how I want to teach them, not in class, but like in real life things, like telling them, don't do that and eat your vegetables and all that good stuff.
Patterson and her classmates spend 4 days a week studying. They're being paid by the nation to learn their native tongue.
The YA glottal T has the body.
Holly Gibson teaches the class, but she admits even she is not fluent in Oneida. She's the voice, though, of a language app the nation will introduce next month. Randy Phillips is the Oneida Nation's assistant manager for education. He says with only a few dozen native speakers, the nation hopes the app will supplement traditional language learning.
Right now, it's the best thing that's out there. And a lot of tribes are trying, like we are, to get something done so it's archived, and that's the beauty of it. It's forever saved in that respect.
The language program will have 500 common words and phrases. Gibson, the teacher and voice of the app, says it was no easy process to come up with even that much vocabulary.
We had two of the previous students make up the list, and then I helped them with words and, you know, the spellings of them, getting them typed up, making sure they were all correct. It took like a two-year process just to make sure every marking was in there, every spelling was correct.
They had to cross-check things with the only fluent Oneida speaker left, who lives in Canada. Oneida is very descriptive. It's also a very old language that, with few active speakers, has not evolved with the times. And a challenge for those in the language courses, like Clara Patterson, is finding people outside the classroom to practice with.
If they were on the app and they were listening to it, and then someone knew that you could speak Oneida and they tried talking it to you, that'd be awesome. That would be one of the things to look forward to from the app.
With any language, if you don't practice, you're going to lose it. So is it a tall order? It's a hugely tall order.
Philip says the app is not intended to make anyone fluent or replace a language instructor. He says hopefully it will get more people to fall in love with the language and sign up to take a class. On the Oneida Indian Nation, I'm Ryan Delaney for WSKG.